Okay, now let's start. Let's go down the list. Open to suggestions. What does Amy Freeze do for a living? Sounds a good idea, but not correct. So other ones. Other ones. Emily? Arctic Explorer. Actually, you're not far off, but not for Amy Freeze. Thomas? Antarctic Explorer. Oh, very, very creative. You deserve a bonus point for that, but I'm afraid no, it's not correct. Jacob? Is that ice cream? Ice cream delivery. That's a brilliant answer. The answer, in fact, is Amy Freeze is a weather forecaster on the telly. Okay, Mrs. Burnham. Now, there's a clue here, because Mrs. Burnham is a teacher, but the question is, what does she teach? Okay, Ruth? Cookery. Well, bang on, there you go. Right answer. Mrs. Burnham is a cookery teacher, which hopefully is not prophetic for her name. Okay, Sue Yu. Lawyer, there you go, brilliant. It's a lawyer, that's right, that's okay. Sue Yu is a lawyer. Mr. Crumbleholm, what's... Demolition, that's a good answer, but not quite there. Builder, that's right. Mr. Crumbleholm is a builder. Not the best advert is his name. For his... Now, Vicky Pullin, now I have to say, this is really hard, this one. This is a bit of lateral thinking you've got to do. So, sorry? Train driver is a good answer, but not quite the right cigar worthy. Okay, Jacob again. Bus driver, is that so? Phoebe, how about sorry? Plane driver. Very good answers, but I'm afraid not quite there. I'm going to give you a clue. Can we have the next slide, please? Don't tell me that she's not a dog. Thomas? That's it. She's a champion dog sled driver. Okay. If we could blank the screen, please. Question for you is, what does your own name mean? What does your own name mean? Okay, Jacob knows that. Trickster. Right. Okay. And someone else, I'm sorry, I can't see your face behind the mask. I'm going to come down with one.
My name means light.
Thank you. And I'm going to run through, get a few more names here.
Rex means king.
And David?
As you well know, David, it means beloved of God.
And I'm going to ask Chinedu, who's sitting behind you. Chinedu, tell us, what does Chinedu mean?
Chinedu is a traditional Nigerian name. It means God leads me.
Thank you. Okay, well, today we're thinking about names, and the reading which Aidan read for us contains two names of Mary's child. Jesus and Emmanuel, and you could call them his Easter name and his Christmas name. We're going to think more about them in a minute after we've sung another carol.
Would you like to stand?
Around your bed.
Okay, would you take a seat again? Now, lots of us have different names. Maybe you have two different names, and different people call you different names. Some people have a work name, and then they have a name they use in their personal life. Most people call me David, but my brother and a number of my friends call me Dave. Both fine. Now, in our Bible reading, the baby born to Mary has two names. I wonder, can you remember what those names are? Okay, yeah, let's have Emily. Okay, we got them both there. Thank you very much. That's a bonus point there as well. Okay, Jesus and Emmanuel. Well, let's look closely at those. The angel appears to Joseph and tells him, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Well, if we say, well, why did the angel say that? It hinges on what the name Jesus means. Anyone tell me what the name Jesus means? This spelling of Joshua, and what does it mean? The Lord saves. Thank you. The Lord saves. This is Jesus' Easter name. Christmas is completed by Easter Day. The cradle needs the cross and the empty tomb when God defeats sin and death and brings us resurrection life. But there's another name that Jesus is given that Emily's just told us. Matthew's Gospel quotes from a prophet, Isaiah, writing hundreds of years before the time of Jesus, saying this, we should call him Emmanuel, which means, what does it mean? God with us. That's right. Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus means God saves. And yes, Christmas needs Easter to complete it, but Easter needs Christmas to complete it too. And Emmanuel is Jesus's Christmas name. God can feel a long way away from us. Sometimes it can feel, is God there at all? But the birth of Jesus as the Christ child tells us that whatever we feel sometimes, the reality is that God is very close to us in Jesus. We can see him lying on a bed of straw. God is with us in Jesus. God's heart beats in this child. God is with us. And that means, amazingly, that God is with us in the good times, but he is also equally with us in the bad times. God is with us as we celebrate Christmas today. And God is with us as we face COVID-19. I wonder if we could have the next slide, please. Imagine a search and rescue helicopter. A helicopter is a fantastic machine. It's full of all kinds of kit. It can do the most amazing things. But it is only truly effective if it actually makes a connection with the individual who needs rescuing. And you see these amazing witch men and witch women who are lowered down to rescue the individual who needs to be rescued. They connect the power of the helicopter with the person who is in peril. And Jesus Emmanuel, God with us, connects with us. If we are weary, Jesus has been weary. If we are down, he has been down. If we feel pain, he has felt pain. We do not have a God who is a million miles away from us, above us, but a God who is closer to us than a brother. God is with us through the Christ child. This account from Matthew's Gospel has the most extraordinary things in it. And if you struggle to get your head around all of the things going on, the angels, the virgin birth, then let me say this. During the pandemic, we've seen afresh the extraordinary beauty of God's creation, and it is a creation from God. It is not some random mess of molecules. And if God can do that, then we should never underestimate the power of God. God is not going to fit into the boundaries of our human rationality. We should never underestimate what he could do. That's what we can see Mary and Joseph grasping in the Gospels, and that's what we in our turn need to grasp afresh. Let's never underestimate the power of God, and let's also stop overestimating human power. We humans like to be in control. We like to think we are running our lives. And if the last 2 years have taught us anything, they have taught us that we are very far from being in control. And the heart of the Christian life is to turn our lives over to God, to the God who comes to us in Jesus. And this is the most amazingly good news. It means we can be glad because of Christmas night. We can be glad in the midst of whatever is happening to us now. We can be glad because after Christmas night, Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us, with you, with me, in whatever we face, in whatever joys and in whatever sorrows, in whatever darkness we face. Emmanuel, God with us, we can know his light in our darkness.